Hello?
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is you're doing and wherever you are, I hope that your day is going well or your night is going well. I hope you're taken care of. I hope you're safe, you're healthy, and in good spirits. I'm slightly depressed. I've been researching this upcoming podcast on police reform and just refreshing myself with some cases that I've studied before and just wanting to get ready to go over some info. And I wanted to kind of share with another primer out there. I'm going to post this on different social media. Maybe people are angry at the cops. Maybe we support the cops. Maybe have some input and ideas on what you'd like to see regarding police reform. And I'd like to have you get your input to go ahead and just go to anchor.fm/AB from CA. And you can send a 1-minute sound file. And like if you have some good input or some good questions, we'll incorporate in the show. I did want to throw down that we're going to be going over Philando Castile shooting that happened back in 2015, 2016. I have to double check that. That's going to be in my notes. But we're going to go over Daniel Shaver, who was killed in Arizona while begging for his life. We're also going to go over a person who was shot by a North Charleston police officer. This one is a bit, it's a bit tough for me. This one put me in really bad spirits. Walter Scott, I think Daniel Shaver, Walter Scott, really get to me. And then Sandra Bland, which will be the other fourth. I'm going to highlight those cases, briefly go over the details, and go over the things I'd like to see go right and kind of highlight the things that have gone wrong. And I think that anybody who's pro-cop or anti-cop might want to listen to this discussion and just give it another thought. It's a really important topic, and I hope you'll be a part of it. Please send us a sound file, anchor.fm/AB from CA. Planning on dropping this within the next week, but like I said, this is an important one. I said in a previous podcast, because we are in soft launch mode, but I want this one to come out clear, and I want it to make sense, and it's a very important issue to me. It's something police reform has been something that's been important to me pretty much my whole life. So it's something that I've advocated for, sent a lot of letters to congressmen, senators, have meetings with my representatives, and I felt really happy when the George Floyd thing came around. Obviously not happy what happened to him and the circumstances in, but really happy that we were at a point where I felt like we were going to have this conversation and get this resolved. I'm not feeling as happy anymore, so I'm feeling like I'm going to have to do something to get out here and make sure that real substantive police reform actually happens, and that we don't implement a lot of feel-good laws that actually turn out being worse for our citizens in the United States of America. So I think police reform is something that should be important to everyone, and it's important to our day-to-day lives and our freedoms as American, as individuals. So I hope you'll join us. And do send me a sound file. I really, really, really do want to hear from you. Can't have a talk radio podcast without the radio if I don't have input. But I can talk. And I'm going to do that the most of this upcoming podcast. But I would like to get a few sound files from different varying views. So if you can drop one in, please do. Talk to you soon. This is Tony B. And join us for Civil Intercourse.